that yield, all that food, so much produce and beauty to preserve, I think to myself. There are no preservatives in the aisle of your syntropic agroforest. Not the store-bought shelf types anyway. This is good. We like it this way. A system in syntropy is a system of self-sorting. More or less preserving its own beauty over time, a carbon garden doesn't need much upkeep in the department of pretty. Gaia sure knows how to put on a show. But food, on the other hand, can last a long time if you know how to preserve it in a form most valuable. The fridge will only work for a while, beyond a few weeks, give or take a few months, depending on how cold you can get a self-contained box. Looking for other methods of storage will be in order. In a carbon garden, one of the best ways to preserve the abundance of yields is to preserve it back into your soil reserve. Food for your face is also food for the forest. Whether it's a half-sunk parsnip feeding the rhizosphere or a fried lettuce leaf from too much star time, the best way to preserve any life is by providing a source of nutrients back to the earth in which it grew. This is regenerative agriculture. Hold on, didn't you just say food and edibles? I thought you were going to tell me to place my chopped radish in a jar of vinegar. Yes, you can do that. But remember, this is a carbon garden. Our focus throughout this gardening adventure has been on a carbon construction and carbon sequestration. Ultimately, life creates more life in a carbon garden. By focusing more on how the system functions, we ensure a continual cycle of exponential growth. You get this right first, and you can chow down on sauerkraut for centuries to come.